The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hello, Mr. and Mrs. America and all the ships at sea. You're listening to the Gunslinger Hour, brought to you from behind the Iron Curtain in Radio Free California. Here on K.
Oh, really?
That's right.
All right, baby. Here we go. Another call out of the station. Can you dig it?
Good evening. This here is the Gunslinger Hour. I am Jeff, the Gunslinger, owner of Gunslinger's Gun Shop, Gunslinger Auctions, Gunslinger this, that, and the other thing.
You make a salad dressing, I'm pretty sure.
And I do windows.
Yeah. And you're ready to rock and roll, or in your case, tuck and roll.
Yeah. More tuck and roll than rock and roll these days. I've retired. I am no longer a musician, and I won't claim to be one anymore.
Still rocking. Let's go.
Oh, yeah. You're still rocking. No question about it.
So,
but
okay.
You were tucking rolling today.
Oh, yeah. I was tucking rolling. Yeah. I took out the 63 split window vet today that we just installed, an LS3 6.2. I think it's 525 or 550
now, is that
horsepower.
More or less than it came delivered with?
Well, they were both fuel injected, but this one's got a lot more oomph.
The original had, what, 235 horsepower?
Yeah.
Or that be a little generous?
It was a 327, and I would think somewhere in maybe,
back in the day,
yeah,
that's
maybe
about right.
250 horse. But I'm
so it, two
it was
and a half
fun.
Times that.
Yeah,
it.
And I put power steering in it. We put four-wheel disc brakes on it. I put a tilt wheel on it, five-speed trans. And
nice way to spend the Sunday.
The only thing I can say
was on this show,
it was bitching.
Yeah.
I could chirp them all the way into fourth gear. Thank you. Yeah.
Woo-hoo.
So it's quite the get up and go. So anyway, okay. So
the Gunslinger Hour,
the continuing saga of the Gunslinger.
Boom,
so
boom, boom.
This week on
organ
Monday,
music in the background,
yeah, we need soap opera music, is
right?
Yeah, that organ.
In so, which our hero Jeff attempts to find a place to rest.
Still
his
looks
head
for a place to go.
But yeah. Wait,
we have exactly 1 month and 2 days until I'm going to be unceremoniously thrown out of my ear.
Get out of here.
The Glendora location by my wonderful landlord who I'm just not, you know what, I'm not
oh,
even
going to
say.
Oh, bless their heart. Bless
somebody else
their
getting
hearts.
You right money and he can look at the empty floor for a while.
Yeah, let's hope for a long while. Anyway, I did find this out ever since it's been announced that I'm having to get out.
Mm-hmm.
The cleaners put their place up for sale and sold and got out.
Already.
And
would this all be the same property?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy next door at the smoke shop has now put his place up for sale. He doesn't want to be there anymore.
Well, he's that's one of the reasons that he was there. He was just wanting to finish up. He had good neighbors, and guess what?
Mm-hmm. And now they're all bailing because I'm leaving.
Hey.
But anyway, so here's what happened.
Breaking
so
up a family.
Last Sunday night, I told the story about how we thought we had a place, and we were going to sign on Monday. Well, Monday came and Monday went.
Ooh.
And now I'm starting to sweat bullets because I have to be out by June 9th.
Yeah.
And we're getting a little worried. But luckily, Tuesday morning, we got our lease. We signed it.
Signed.
They signed it, which was even more important, apparently. And we started moving in this week. Now, anybody who's on my Facebook page knows this already, but
moving and shaking there already.
Yeah, well, yeah, they don't call me Mr. Fahrenheit for nothing.
Mm-mm.
We've already got the flooring in. We've got half of the walls up. We started moving in stuff Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and I was supposed to get stuff done today, but that didn't happen, unfortunately. I drove all the way down
there.
I drove all the way down there, and apparently all I was there for was to measure stuff. And tomorrow
somebody's
got to
handle the tape measure, baby.
Yeah, well, it shouldn't be me, because I suck with one. I was a roofer
now, do
for
I add 2 inches to the inside or the outside? And what is the blade
Well, with the saw.
You know the old saying, measure twice, cut once?
Uh-huh.
Not me, Jack. I don't measure, I just cut. Let's go.
Just cut.
Let's go.
Your dyslexia has got to help out on a tape measure a lot. All those numbers doubled together, that's good.
I can eyeball it.
That's about two hands, right?
That's right. Hey, Jeff Machete Taverner.
That's me. I was a roofer. You don't have to tape measure nothing. You eyeball
it. Yeah, it's about that.
Yeah. And then if it don't work, you
trim it a little more.
Fix it, yeah. You shove another piece of tile in there. But anyway,
just
so
keep laying it till they fall off the edge of the roof.
So here's the story. We are now at, well, we're still in Glendora. We'll be there till the end of the month. Or we sent in all our stuff on Tuesday morning to get, or actually, I think it was Thursday, all our forwarded stuff to ATF so we can get the license changed. That usually only takes a couple of weeks. So, you know, not like when we got the orange store, it took me 4 months to get my FFL.
Waiting.
Yeah, but this time it's only going to be, it should just be a couple of weeks.
More of a transfer.
Yeah.
More of a transfer, not a whole
So here's the new address. 1141 West Route 66.
Route 60. Now that's got some sway.
Right? I mean, it used to be Alasta, but now it's Route 66. We are on the corner of Barranca and Alasta or Route 66. There's a one of the few left Marie calendars right on the corner.
Wait. There's a pie shop on the corner?
I know.
This is
a
popular little corner.
Give me a second here. You have been on a pretty serious, significant, and impressive weight loss program here. How's that going to work out?
I just won't go.
I will eat any excess pie.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Anyway.
And then right behind.
By the way, what town is this in?
It's actually in the city of Azusa.
We are
across the street from Glendora.
I just couldn't find
anything in Glendora. The mayor looked for me. He put out notifications all over the place. So we really got to say thanks to him. He really stretched. Yeah, he really did his best for me, but we just couldn't find. The biggest problems, first off, was people were just afraid of
a gun shop.
A gun shop, yeah. The one place that we got in San Dimas and I already got the city license. We were just waiting on them to get okay from a chain that we read off the, you know, all the things that they won't allow in their center, even though they're just renters, including mortuaries.
That was an impressive list of things.
Yeah, because, you know.
No libraries. No
no city. No medical.
Shop, no Girl Scouts.
Yeah. No bingo parlors. I mean, come on, man.
No bingo.
I mean, Daddy's got an itch.
Right? You know, and of course, no adult entertainment, so that just ruined everything.
Threw everything. We're going to split this shop into half.
Yeah.
Party in the front and in the back.
There you go. Yeah, we'd have a greeter at the front door. Guns, porn. And pizza right behind. We cover it all,
We're
Jack.
Checking IDs, baby.
One more time. Cow. You have pie.
Yeah, we got
now. You have
Will
pie.
Is strong with this one now, so we can.
Well,
we're just looking at our old poster, and we're like, "Who's that guy?"
Oh, I know. Yeah, I'm wearing that big red stop sign for his shirt.
Oh, the Kool-Aid Man's here! Yeah, awesome. Right. Oh yeah,
that was, I was gonna.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's the story, folks. We are now in the midst of moving. Anybody got a big truck? Want to help? Feel free. Come on by anytime between 10 and 6, Monday through Friday, or 10 to 5 on Saturday at our soon-to-be X location at 1750 South Grand Avenue in the beautiful city of Glendora. And even though we're leaving, it's still a beautiful city.
Yeah. And you know what's going to be fun? Trying to forget all those numbers and all that.
Oh, I know. Yeah,
all that from the previous.
Oh, man. 1141. We're keeping the same phone number, so that's no
problem. Oh, that's kind of cool. Yeah, and you're still doing the good morning.
Yeah.
Hey, but we also have a phone number here in case anyone wants to call.
Which is?
That's going to be 866-870-5752. One more time, it's going to be 866-870-5752.
And tell them what the show's on tonight.
Tonight, it's your Q&A, it's your FAQs. You got questions, we got all the answers. We want to know, like we were going through before, about transfers out of state transfers.
We know that California state law, federal law, and especially California state law, can be a Byzantine morass of confusing laws. But guess what? But we have answers.
Yeah.
So if you got questions about transfers, about out-of-state firearms, about handgun rosters, that kind of stuff, Call in and ask, man. Somebody here.
866-870-5752.
And one thing I will promise, if I don't know, I will tell you. I won't make it up on the spot.
Yeah.
I will tell you, and we will try and find the answer for you.
And I'm also picking up your questions on the Facebook feed, so the Gunslinger Hour radio show on Facebook and on Rumble. Check on them both, and I'll go ahead and try to fish them out, get them all answered for you.
And our phone is already blowing up. We got four phone calls. Let's get to Richard at the airport. Richard, how are you?
Good morning, you.
Evening.
Thank you, Richard.
You're talking to Leah, or you're not talking to Leah now.
I know, but I just overslept this morning.
You know, it feels good, Richard. Yeah.
Two out of three of us are musicians. We totally get that.
Yeah, no kidding. What can we do for you?
I want to know, my understanding is a 22 long rifle bullet will go 1 mile, correct?
Uh-huh. Unimpeded, of course, but yeah.
What about a 38?
You'd have to point it in a higher trajectory.
You'd have to have a perfect trajectory and some thin air.
Yeah,
but it's got some distance. Yeah, you go half a mile easy.
Easily, and a 357 mag, I would bet
further.
Probably 30%
further.
Yeah, not a problem. So
okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I was just wondering about that.
Okay, well, yeah, they will go a long ways. Do you remember the big shootout? In Hollywood, West Hollywood, North Hollywood?
The armored guys?
Yeah. I'll never forget watching that live, and some knucklehead newsman, and he's standing, and you can see over his shoulder, you can see the shootout going on, and he's got a microphone in his hand, and he says, "And you can see right here in the brick where the bullets hit, and I'm up to 75 yards away." I'll never forget. What a dingbat to think, 75, what, are they going to go 60 yards and just drop out of the sky?
You can shoot through, a guy can be holding a beer mug.
Mm-hmm.
You can shoot through the beer mug. The bullet will destroy the beer mug and stop right there.
Oh, yeah.
And that's 7 yards.
It happens all the time when they shoot a guy in the head on TV or the movies, and the big blood splat goes on the window, yet the bullet never seems to break
the
window,
too. There's no hole in the wall.
Or people that shoot through car doors, or shoot just machine gun the back end of a car.
And never hit anybody. Yeah.
Oh, I love it when there's someone looking through the hole in the person's head at the exact point, and it's like, whoa, no, it just stopped there.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And on that note, Richard, you got a joke for us tonight?
Yeah. What do you call a problematic person with a gun?
A problematic person with a gun?
What do you call him?
A big shot. No, that's not it.
I give up. What?
Call him a troubleshooter.
That's a person who solves problems with a gun.
There you go.
That's the next TV show we're doing.
Richard, thanks for the call. We'll talk to you next week.
The troubleshooters.
Yeah.
Take care.
Thanks, Richard.
Okay, really quick, because we're running out of time. Let's get to Wayne in Burbank. Wayne, what can we do for you?
Okay, I got a Glock 19,
mm-hmm.
and somehow a round got put in the magazine backwards,
mm-hmm.
and the shooter thought it was actually training somebody, thought it was a Type 3 malfunction, emptied the got the magazine out, racked it 3 times, so now that round is kind of stuck
mm-hmm.
in the chamber,
yeah.
Backwards. So it's an open barrel. I tried to use a pen, and I realized, no, there's a primer in there. I don't want to mess with that.
Well, you need a specialized pen. I've actually had this happen. Mm-hmm. A woman came into my store one day, unpleasant, I'll just leave it at that, came in screaming bloody murder because she loaded a bullet into her gun that she just bought
mm-hmm.
backwards. And I said, well, where did you buy it? And she said, it's a chain of gun stores. We'll just leave it at that. So she didn't buy it from me, but she came in and yelled at me over her loading it in backwards and wanted me to fix it right effing now.
You guys all know each other.
Yeah. And so
was this this chain, would they be avid readers and page turners?
Anyway. What I did was, because, the Glock 19 barrel, it's only like 4 1/4 inches,
right.
And I had some specialty pins that were about 6 inches long, and I just
slightly dished.
Yeah, I wrote it down the side of the barrel and just lightly tapped it, mm-hmm. and then I went up to the top, did the same thing, and I just until I could
little
get it
little.
Out. And
it shouldn't have gone in very far.
It didn't, and so I just grabbed it with my fingers and pulled it out for the rest of the way. I think actually what I did was that away, if I remember now. One from the top and one from I'm showing it like everybody on radio can see me.
Right, so you see his fingers there?
Yeah.
Now, pretend the top finger is actually a specialized, slightly cupped titanium stainless steel copper-ended with a lead.
But that's what I did. You just got to get something really long and thin and just kind of work it down
but
on
the broadest circumference possible so it
gets some catch.
Yeah. But, okay.
And great, thanks for the help.
Yeah, and if you can't figure it out, bring it by. We'll get it. We'll fix it for you.
Great. Appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you. Okay.
Good cue. It happens, man.
We got another call we'll get to after this. This is the Gunslinger Hour. We got Rick from the CRPAs back this week.
Yeah.
And we got a little Van Morrison and them going on in the background there. Yeah. All right, this is the Gunslinger Hour right here on K.
Oh, really?
And we'll be right back.
Don't pull me down, but I got the fastest set of wheels in town. When something runs up to me, he don't even try. Cause if she had a set of wings, man, I know she would fly.
And I got a little Deuce Coupe, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Gunslinger Hour right here on
KRLA.
And really, really quick, let's get to Coach in Studio City, I'm going to guess. What can we do for you?
Yeah, that's me. I bought an underground pistol a while back, Last Riot. And now I don't want to get an underground one, so what do I do?
Okay, what kind of pistol?
I bought an underground one that wasn't, legal.
Oh, a non-registered gun? Okay, and
did you buy it legally? Because there are ways.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Well, do you know who the person you purchased it from?
Yeah.
Okay, get him, go into a gun shop, and do what's called a private party transfer. Done.
Okay.
And you're looking to get a new firearm, and you're looking at how to do that now since you did that? Is that
what that
I don't want to do any of this underground stuff. I just want a new pistol.
Oh, okay. Oh, cool. Then we'll go into a gun shop and purchase one. Do your 10-day wait, and you'll be all set.
Yeah.
I understand there's a new one in Azusa.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Coming soon. You know, my store in Glendora is still open.
What's the closest gun shop to beautiful downtown Culver City?
Culver City. I can't say the place that's close to it. It's Redding. Reddings.
Right. Oh, Reddings. Yeah. Reddings, I think, is out there.
Martin B. Redding.
Martin B. Redding. There's Turners on every corner, practically.
Washington Boulevard and Washington Place. Boy, you guys are smart.
There's a Modern Warrior gunsmithing also there. You go. TJ's Customs.
Also, we used to do our show from Culver City.
Oh,
so,
beautiful city. Culver City.
Anyway, thanks for the...
I got a backyard and garage I could rent to you guys.
I appreciate that because
that was looking
pretty
good.
The way things go around here sometimes,
week.
It seems like that's the way it is. Anyway, thanks for the call. Take care. Okay, let's get to Rick from the CRPA. Rick, how are you, sir?
Welcome back.
Wonderful. Hey, no, thank you. Wanted to talk to you guys. This is a big week. Coming up on the 12th is the last day for the policy committees to meet prior to June 5th deadlines. And we also have the last day for fiscal committees. And that's important because there's a thing called a budget. Now, before everyone starts laughing, yes, we already know that we're like almost $23 billion with the B dollars in debt, and there's all sorts of bills and finances and reparation payments and everything else being talked about. So there are issues because there's not enough money to do all things that people want to do. And so that may work in our favor with defeating some of these erroneous laws are trying to get through. One of the ones we've been highlighting, obviously, is Senate Bill 2, which was 918 last year that we defeated, which is basically the temper tantrum from Newsom and Portantino against the Bruin decision, which allowed people to carry their CCW firearms. And that was a case that was won back in New York and went all the way to the Supreme Court and won again, became law in the land, and everyone's fighting it. And right now in the Western U.S., you have Hawaii, that's fighting it blatantly out in the open with a couple of bills. We have Nevada next door to us that's doing it, Washington State. But here in California, we have, as I said, SB2, which is trying to create sense of places and where you can and can't carry with the CCW. But we also have another just amazing idea that, after we were told you can't create an entire area of a city and call it a gun-free zone. Mm-hmm. They were very clear. All the authors in the Bruin decision have been clear. There have been numerous attempts from New York, you know, to the West Coast to try to do this. They have already been knocked down in the courts where the court said, no, did you not read the Bruin decision? You can't do it. But that doesn't stop our good old Assemblyman McCarthy, who has Assembly Bill 851, which is to create a urban gun-free zone in downtown Sacramento, and open defiance of the Bruin decision, and says it will be illegal to carry concealed as a licensed CCW holder anywhere within that urban gun-free zone. Oh, yeah. So here we have California once again giving a finger to the Supreme Court, and we're doing our best to stop this inside the legislature, but I also got to be upfront. Our attorneys are frothing at the mouth, ready to go after this. I think they've already written everything, ready to go. So I don't think they're going to try to push this across because of finances, but they do have no fear, everybody, because literally the next day after that thing gets signed, we will be filing and gain a stay and an injunction and everything else and going after them for
it.
Go
get them.
Probably making some money on it. So, you know.
What's the deal with the lingo of that? Why do they call it the urban? Like, what is the naming?
I don't know.
I don't get it. Like, what are they trying to? What does urban mean?
Half the time I sit in those meetings and listen to them, I'm like, do you guys even hear yourselves talk?
But, right. Circles on circles. I get it.
Rick,
we also have another one that is going to play into your area, Jeff, a little bit more, and that's Assembly Bill 1406, who's by your favorite Assemblyman, McCarthy, and. It's a waiting period, but I can't wait to hear you guys go off on this. So here's the bill analysis for you. It allows for a 30-day extended delay on the 10-day wait for any emergency, including but not limited to air pollution, fire, flood, storm, epidemic, riot, drought, cyber terrorism, sudden severe energy shortage, de-energization, electronic pulse attack, plant or animal infestation, or disease, governor's warning of an earthquake or volcanic prediction.
Act of God!
Air pollution and attacks by small furry animals?
You know what this sounds like? Mortuaries,
bingo halls, massage parlors.
apparently, this is... Holy cow.
Wow. Any act of God can permit you from not another delay.
We'd love for you to have your firearm, but it's a bit smoggy today.
Yeah. Holy cow.
The online terrorist threat.
You're not making this up.
This is an excuse for DOJ to shut the system down pretty much at will.
Oh, yeah. It's a little rainy outside. I think we'll shut it down.
Yeah. we are expecting rain next Wednesday. That's, we're going to have to go ahead and shut that thing down.
You don't want anybody getting moistened.
Yeah. Triple digits in California. You better shut her down. This is amazing. I love it.
Well, you know, bullets could go off in your trunk or something. I saw it in a Three Stooges show. It must be true.
Law and order taught me a lot of things.
Yeah. Holy mackerel.
The other one that will have an impact is 1483, as all of us on this call and the show know that we have the one firearm in 30 days, but the exemption for obvious reasons is the private party transfer, right. And that allows for, like, widows or, you know, somebody who realizes, hey, I can't have firearms anymore, or I'm older, and I want to unload some of them, or maybe I want to send them to an auction place, like, Gunslinger Auctions.
I know that guy.
This would remove that exemption and only allow one firearm for any reason to be transferred every 30 days.
Ugh. And so I have an 87-year-old grandfather who's got a collection of 230 guns.
230 months later.
So I'm just doing the math here. So he could get rid of his last firearm when he's 187.
Just find 230 people.
Yeah. Holy cow.
Okay, just checking.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Who thinks of this stuff?
And reason, one of the things that I've been bringing up in testimony and talking to the author and some of the other people trying to support this stupid bill is you also have people that, you know, collected firearms over a period of time with the explicit purpose, as you know, Jeff, that was part of their retirement. Mm-hmm. That was part of their hedge on their retirement account.
Mm-hmm.
And so now you're telling that person that's retiring somewhere between, you know, 65 and 70, which seems to be the average area where a lot of people retire, that, oh, so sorry, you're going to have to wait 5 years to get all the money back if you have 60 firearms. Like, That's just ridiculous.
And I can imagine that the people say you really just can't own the firearms anymore and they need to do something with them and all that. Now you're keeping these people locked down with illegal, keeping them as criminals, even if they're trying to do the best thing. And they're trying to follow the law. Wow, they're just trying to chop you out every... You can't get any better. You can only get worse.
Yeah, and then the last one out of the assembly that we're hitting really hard this week is 1598. It's from Berman. It's about new firearm safety education, which a lot of people are like, well, what's wrong with that? Well, this is a brand new politicized DOJ-created pamphlet that harps on the risks of owning a firearm in the home and would require dealers to buy them, which is illegal. You can't do that. And that you would have to sell them as a dealer to everybody buying a firearm to tell them why they shouldn't buy a firearm.
Talk you out of this purchase.
did these people get through high school, or did they just go from...
No, they went through school high.
Oh, and then again, right up to excremento.
Okay.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Rick, is there anything going on as far as the assault
court
weapons
cases.
Ban?
Yeah. Here it comes, the court cases. Mm-hmm.
There we
Everybody's
go.
Talking about court cases. Yum, all right, yum, so yum, yum, yum. We are all, believe me, everybody that works at CRPA is waiting for the moment that Benitez hands down his decision.
On
numerous things. Okay. We have the ammunition. Right. We have, obviously, the magazine issue. We have issues dealing with the roster, issues dealing with – there's, like, literally eight different cases amongst three judges that were – they could come down tomorrow. They could all come tomorrow. They could not come for – I mean, we don't know when they're going to come. Mm-hmm. It's the number one phone call. Then there was a case that a certain friend of mine called me about late in the week.
That was me,
And said, what the heck is this? And what it was is there was a case involving assault weapons where a guy
so-called
tried to use in a criminal case. He was the criminal and was being convicted and tried to say, oh, well, saying I have an assault weapon is unconstitutional. And so when the judge said, no, it's not, then everybody freaked out and said, oh, NRA, CRPA, Second Amendment Foundation, everybody's blown it. They've lost the case. No, none of us were involved in this case because, A, go back to the point, it was a criminal case, and B, it had nothing to do with what we've been fighting or dealing with.
Nope.
Okay. Yeah, because the way they said it on the news was completely different.
Yeah, and that's done on purpose to spin people up, and that's what we tell people all the time, you know, go to our website and make sure that you're reading up the most up-to-date thing, and when you say, well, there's no update on that, it's probably because the people that update it, which are attorneys, have looked at it and said, well, this is stupid, we're not going to put that up because nothing's happening with it. It doesn't impact us.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, they're already playing the music on me, Rick. We got to go to break.
All right. Take care, guys.
Well, hang on. If anybody wants to join or donate their time or money to the CRPA, how do they get a hold of you?
CRPA.org. And if they have questions, feel free to reach out at contact at CRPA.org.
Okay,
Thank
Rick.
Thank you, guys, and be safe.
It was good to have you back. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for all you do, brother.
Okay, okay, see you later.
Talk to you later.
Ooh, the Rivieras. All right, this is the Gunslinger Hour right here on
KRLA.
And we'll be right back.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me, my lover stands on golden sands and watches the ships that go sailing somewhere. Yeah.
Guy's name was Walden.
Walden. Just call me Walden.
Anyway, welcome back, everybody, to the Gunslinger Hour right here on
KRLA.
And this is the part where you guys call at...
That's going to be 866-870-5752.
What was that?
That's going to be 866-870-5752.
Call today.
Call now.
All right.
Lines are open.
So give me some of the Facebook questions. We'll start there, and then hopefully we get somebody that will have the cojones to call in and ask a question.
Well, I think we just hit that one off air about... about, say, if someone was looking at this, kind of like a roundabout question,
it's
about the derringer.
It's a good question, though.
But I think a lot of people are wondering, how small is too small kind of thing for a
Well, yeah, the question was, what's a good derringer for a woman? And my answer was, there is no such thing.
No.
The derringer in itself, the way that over-under two-shot derringer is with that itty-bitty little peanut grip, they're just uncomfortable to shoot.
Mm-hmm.
And for if you
Most
want to go
most of them are single action, you have to yep. cock them with the
and
offhand.
And they usually have some kind of a 1950 Chevy truck spring as a mainspring, so you
right?
got yeah I mean you yeah. need two people to pull that hammer back, and if you're in a hurry, you can't really aim the thing.
As a self-defense tool, like especially if you're looking for a lady to use, someone of a smaller stature, that is not going to be your go-to.
No, it's better than absolutely nothing
absolutely,
but not much better. What I would recommend is either the 442 or the 642 Smith & Wesson mm-hmm. Airlite.
Couldn't agree more.
It's a 5-shot 38. They're very small. You can put them in a purse, back yep. pocket. I can't tell you how many police officers over the years I've sold them to as
most
a backup.
Of them.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And these are the ones we're talking about are hammerless. They have a nice smooth profile. There's no mm-hmm. hammer to get hung up coming out of your sock drawer or out of your dressing gown pocket.
Yep.
And the interface could not be simpler. Point, yep. squeeze, repeat if necessary.
I tell yep. people it's the original point and click.
Yeah, yeah. A nice little 125 grain hollow point bullet, not even a plus P per se.
Or even, no. even a 148 grain wad cutter.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't need
we'll
that.
We'll definitely put a crimp in somebody's day. Yep. So that would be the recommendation on that. What else you had?
Any knowledge of quality of Dogtown 55 grain bullets? Do you have anything? That's just the next one that just came up.
Dogtown 55 grain. Well, that's got to be for a 5.56 or 223.
Presume, yeah.
No, unfortunately, I don't. You know, Rick at Phillips Wholesale is right in Covina, and he's mm-hmm. right down the street from me. And he's always stayed out of my business, and I kind of stay out of his. So we don't really do much in reloading stuff. We do sell reloading gear online on a couple of different websites, but as far as in the store, I usually refer people over to Rick at Rick's Wholesale.
Wholesale, yeah, right there.
Phillips Wholesale, sorry.
Yeah. You know what? Kind of bouncing off the question that we had earlier from our phone call, say there is a particular off roster. California's got this crazy roster of handguns mm-hmm. we can't get in. There's something that does catch my eye that's not on there. Mm-hmm. Is there a possibility of me getting into California?
There is. The only way, too, is some type of police officer or variation of that theme will have had to purchase it first, mm-hmm. and then they didn't care for it and have decided to sell it. You can find these
That's perfectly legal for them yeah. to do that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And DOJ sends out snippety letters to all of them, let me tell you. I've seen several of them.
Oh, yeah.
Saying, you know, because for a while there were some folks that were taking advantage mm-hmm. and buying large
multiples
amounts.
Multiples of them.
Yeah.
And then reselling them because
for three times the
doubles
money.
Or yeah. trebles the cost of the
yeah.
gun.
So
a couple red flags out there.
Yeah. So they put the kibosh on that. So calguns.net has a real good classifieds, and you can find a lot of stuff, but be prepared because if it's non-roster,
it's going to pay the premium.
Yeah, you know, a Glock 43X, love the gun.
Mm-hmm.
A SIG 365 XL,
$1,800 to $2,400.
Yeah, whereas
$599 gun.
In Nevada they're $599 new, but here they're $1,800 to $2,500 bucks.
Because you can't get them here, California. Mm-hmm. I know we have a lot of California listeners. We've got a lot of listeners all over the place, but here, that's how much our hands are tied, even on the quality of gun we want to get. We can't get the newest and shiniest. We have this roster we have to work around. But one of the great things is an auction.
Yeah,
an
yeah.
auction. You can find many a consigned and handed over guns that have maybe fallen
yeah,
off.
And what's nice about our auction is all the firearms are consigned to us. So therefore, if you decide that you want to buy 6 handguns,
bada bing,
you can drill. Yeah,
at
you
this
can,
point in time, unless of course the yeah, legislation that, yeah. Rick was talking about goes through.
Barring that,
but it hasn't.
Yeah, do what you can.
If you buy 6 handguns from us, you can come in on Monday and well Tuesday. Sorry, we're closed on Monday.
Well, you can actually start your paperwork the day of.
Yeah. Yeah, the way we've got it set up this time, we're not going to bring the guns in, so that frees me up a whole bunch of employees, so we're going to have the store open. So if you buy a gun at the auction, you drive 10 minutes to the store, and you can go in and do your paperwork right then and there and
start
get it started on that Sunday.
10-day clock ticking,
yeah.
baby.
Yeah, so
And the 30-day clock.
Yeah. Well, we won't be running too much into that because, again, these are all consignment.
All consigned
weapons. Yeah. So, you know, we get to hop, skip, and jump over that law. Yeah. So you buy six Colts, you can do them all in the same day under one payment of $47 and pick them up in 10 days.
Kinda saves you that $47 every time.
Yeah. Times however.
But okay. Another question on that, because California is California.
Mm-hmm.
Center fire semi-automatic rifles,
mm-hmm.
are they bundled in, say, with like a handgun if they're private party?
No. Well, if they're private party, yeah, you can still do it.
Same rules apply.
Yeah.
Same rules apply.
And if it's an AR or an AK type that's been California neutered,
mm-hmm.
you know, getting Finned rid of the offending members, you know, putting the flag on the grip and not having a little cage on the end, and so on and so forth, then they're considered an other. And an other does not fall under the one per 30 days, which makes no sense at all, but welcome to the wonderful world of California.
So I'm always confused by that, because what does fall under that? Like, not an other, but not a military rifle.
Like a Ruger Mini 14 or Mini 30. It's a straight stock, so no pistol grip.
Yeah.
There's no flash hider mm-hmm. on the end. So if you bought a Mini 14 and then wanted to buy another semi-auto, you'd have to wait 30 days.
Wow. Shout out to the Mini 14. I love you.
Yeah.
It flies under the assault weapons ban radar. Oops,
yeah,
I probably shouldn't say that out loud.
But it doesn't fall underneath the other, where it can be taken as another. But that's
assault,
California.
Assault
right?
is an action.
Importantly, it does not look scary.
Yeah, well,
that's the same thing, but it does not look scary.
I mean, because if you walked in with a 5.56, you could definitely do some damage. But if you walked in with a Garand in 30-06, you could do some damage at a real long way.
A little bit of a distance. Yeah, that's a big one.
Well, we mentioned the shootout in North Hollywood earlier,
mm-hmm.
and the police officers were shooting back at guys in full body armor with 5.56 ARs from the old B&B guns out in Hollywood. Right. And had one guy had a 1942 Enfield No. 4 Mark 1 .303.
Ooh. Two shots, party over.
Dead, right?
Last person out, please turn off the lights.
Yeah, it would have been done and gone in seconds.
That armor would have been as tactical as Knight's armor at that
time.
Yeah,
as Elmer Fudd's red hat. You know,
put my finger in the barrel.
Wouldn't have worked whatsoever, so... But again, you know, Sacramento, you can't expect anything of any kind of...
They don't really know what they're talking about.
No.
All they know is they don't want you to have guns.
It's like your gardener deciding to make law on how to do brain surgery. That's what it's like in Excremento with these people. They have no clue.
Well, because they don't have to deal with it. They all have personal security. They have the police force. They have another force. They have all these people that can carry guns for them. Air quotes for legal purposes and all that, but not all of us can afford it.
It's like that De Leon guy. You got to look up. Have you seen the it's on YouTube, him talking about this gun shoots 50 round clip magazines at 4,000 shots per second. And there's like two or three cops standing behind him, and they're like going, what is this idiot talking? You know, ghost guns and corporations are getting all corporation-y. And,
the man's trying to take it there.
The only way to stop it is reparations.
Yeah, it's just mind-boggling. And then, of course, you had your Senator Yee, who apparently knew quite a bit about assault weapons or so-called assault weapons.
Where is he right now?
Oh, he went to prison for selling assault weapons or so-called assault weapons.
Not making it up. He was the author of several anti-firearms bills.
Yeah, because, you know, you don't want the competition, so you just litigate them right out of the picture.
Check it out. I wrote a book on it.
I went to Chicago and got all their guns taken away.
I knew everything about the business, so I took over the business.
That's it.
We've got a couple of more questions online. Leanne wanted to know, where are all the Ruger new model Vaqueros?
Oh.
You know, we have a hotline. We should get We should get this guy on the air.
And hey, sis, the best posse leader of all time. Are you happy? Did you hear that one?
Okay.
But where the heck are they?
Well, apparently Ruger, like everybody else, is having one hell of a time trying to get good, competent employees.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that was something when all the conspiracy theories were floating out there, because a lot of companies were shutting down or running limited production because of the pandemic. And You know this is true. All you have to do is drive down the street and you'll see it, and I know you've run into it. Half the businesses in America right now have a sign out front that says, mm-hmm. help wanted.
Yeah.
Ruger was no different. And apparently running some of these machines is not something you just pull a guy off the street, give him a smock and say, go to work there, Charlie.
Get in there, Joey.
Anyway, so between the demand for firearms caused by the pandemic and the lack of help.
That's what happens.
Perfect store.
Yep. And the Vaquero, apparently the frame is a little more difficult to make than your standard 1911, which comes right off the CNC machine, almost ready to rock. So
kind of makes sense.
Yeah, the so Vaquero that's what happens because, you know, poor Adam Cartwright out in Utah, I've owed him a Ruger 357, but he wants it blue. Since 2020.
I was like, wait a second, that's oddly familiar.
Yeah, I have not been able to find one new or used for him. Oh, hey. There we go. A little see you later, alligator. All right, everybody, this is the Gunslinger Hour right here on
KRLA.
And we'll be right back.
Hello, baby.
Yeah, this is a Big Bopper speaking.
Oh, you sweet thing. Will I what? Will I what? Oh, baby, you know what I like.
And that ain't Jerry Lee Lewis.
Chantilly lace.
And a pretty face. And a ponytail. Hanging down.
You know, we can do this whole song. Let's get back to the show. Welcome back, everybody, to the Gunslinger Hour right here on
KRLA.
That's right.
Yeah. We're in our last segment already. We haven't answered all the questions online yet.
Yeah. Give me another one. Oh, quick. If anybody wants to call in the last 10 minutes.
That's going to be 866-870-5752. Once again, 866-870-5752. Call in with your questions right now.
There you
before
go.
Before we get out of here.
Okay, shoot me another one. See what I
okay,
did there.
Well, hey, one of the bang. Questions, we're still getting this question, where the heck are all the primers?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer is slowly, yeah. they're starting to trickle out.
I think they're in the Ukraine, but the other ones are, they're coming out.
And they're
out.
Pricey.
Yeah,
but they're no longer $200 for a brick. So
no, I haven't seen any from any of my suppliers. I have been getting a little bit of powder here and there, but I haven't really seen any primers in any kind of bulk yet. So
at one of the last CRPA meetings, I thought you had mentioned that you had ran into some primers, I think, on one of your escapades out to get grab some guns, and I was telling them, I was like, yeah, I think we've got some. Yeah, I'd probably send them to the Glendora shop, and you're probably out. But you know what?
That would explain the 1,100 people outside.
Hey, you know what? All business is good business. That's all I got to say.
That's a fact.
Yeah, but
all right, well, give me another one.
Okay, here's another one. And again, some cow persons wanted to know where the heck are all the all the Winchester AA-12 FL late feather lights.
You know. The Remington
two-piece answer.
Yeah, the Remington STSs are starting to come back in.
Okay.
And I picked up, I think, 5 cases of them about 2 weeks ago.
I have another hot tip, too. But you're starting to get them?
Yeah, we're starting to see them. Now, the Winchesters, nobody's asked me for any, so I haven't tracked them down. And to be honest, the feather lights, the FLAs, are only pretty much for cowboy action shooters because they're so light, they don't work much good for anything else.
So not a bad home defense round, especially for small framed individuals.
Yeah, and pump only because
they will not cycle.
Yeah, they won't work a semi.
I have another hot answer,
ooh,
though.
Okay.
In addition to the STSs, and which ones is the handicaps or the what's the nomenclature on those things?
Well, there's the green and the gold. Stay away from the gold. They're a little warm.
Those are the handicaps. Yeah. Those are kind of hot.
Yeah, they'll get out and get a goose for you. I like the green ones, and I use those for cowboy action.
Yeah, those are good. They shuck well.
Yeah,
here's another one. If you can lay your hands on Federal Top Gun Subsonic, they're actually, to my taste, they're a little bit better than the feather lights. The feather lights are 7/8 of an ounce at 985.
Mm-hmm.
These are a 1 ounce at 900 feet per second.
They are ribbed, I believe.
900 feet per second, 8-point crimp, and they shuck.
For your pleasure.
They do shuck.
As soon as I said that, I thought,
I had to wait a little bit.
Yeah.
Let it stir.
Yeah.
They shuck.
Okay. Since we're on a big ammo thing right now, California, again, real persnickety about their ammo.
Mm-hmm.
Explain the process.
Well, I mean, you have to pass another background check just to get your ammo here.
Yeah.
But on top of that, we kind of take our hunters and stuff and put them in another even smaller bag with the lead-free ammo and stuff. I know before, because it's such a particular particular round, it's always been difficult to get. Has there been any change on that at all?
No.
Oh, that's that one I'm afraid we're probably going to be stuck with for all time, which is terrible.
It's...
Because the simple truth is, firearms have been around for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, and ammunition has really evolved. And the simple truth is, lead is a marvelous substance for all the things that you want. Mm-hmm. A bullet to do. Mm-hmm. We know that the test that said the lead is bad for the environment were crafted by some freaking bureaucrat who totally, totally had to jigger the numbers to make that whole thing seem that lead was lethal because owls were eating it or something.
A joke of a test.
Well, quickly, this is what happened. They took a 9-pound owl. They put 12 pounds of lead inside him. Every time he regurgitated, they put it back in him, and after 3 days, he died.
Oh, that was the lead.
And they decided that it was because of the lead, and we don't want the condors getting that. So that's how come you cannot hunt with a regular round.
Condors are known for eating. So now we can't have lead-based. Now, please understand, all of this is wrapped in a copper jacket for most hunting purposes, right? Mm-hmm. So you can't have that anymore. So now you must have an all-other metal, and most people just make them out of copper. Mm-hmm. Copper is very expensive. Mm-hmm. It's very difficult to obtain, and it is significantly lighter than lead. So what you have are bullets that fly differently, do not strike to the same point of aim. Because they're lighter, they tend to not do the same damage to the game. So what you're doing is you're crippling and injuring a lot of animals, because this...
That's will likely get away from this one particular shot and will live with this for days until it finally dies of problem because of this.
Exactly.
Handicapping everyone because of a decision made out of poor science.
Way to go, Excremento. We got Brent in L.A.
Hey.
You know, he's just making his rounds. He's going to call the show after us, too, I think. It's a pre-service.
But he'll do it anyway.
Yeah, he'll do it anyway. Brent, how are you?
Hello, you sweet and saintly gunslinger.
Thank you very much.
You know, you are so much sweeter than thee. I'm still ready to mount a midnight MAGA militia to go visit this landlouse of yours in Glendora. And I want to go on horseback with tar and feathers, assault pitchforks, and torches, and call for a redistribution of wealth day on the day you leave your newly evicted gun-free gun store in Glendora. And come on down, everybody, to the newly repurposed, helpless, hapless, homeless location.
Oh, yep. That's about what's going to happen.
Yep.
Rats are deserting that particular sinking ship.
Yeah, they're already moving in. The homeless have caught wind.
Word's getting out.
Well, as I said earlier, two of my now ex-neighbors are leaving, and there's been two attempted burglaries in the last 2 weeks.
I wonder if Ben's going to stay.
I don't know.
The weights and over there.
Oh, Ben, yeah. I don't know. Man. I don't know. Yeah. It's really funny that all of this happened right about the time they put my for lease sign out in front of my store.
Very interesting.
Yeah. So go figure.
I wonder if his business manager is now the person who just left Anheuser-Busch.
He went to Subway.
Yeah. Oh, knock him out of the park.
Yeah, you know, that guy got so mad at me because when he called, and you know, it was very upsetting because, I mean, this was so out of the blue. Hey, Jeff, how are you? And I'm thinking, oh, hey, what's going on? You know, da, da, da. And he goes, oh, by the way, you got 90 days to get out. And I'm like, what?
Jaw, floor, meat.
Yeah, I just, and so, you know, I said, but, you know, I've been here for 14 years without issue one. When things break, I don't call you. I just fix them on my own dime. How could you do this? And he goes, well, you know, it's just my job. And I said, well, you know, that was the Nuremberg defense, right?
I'm just doing what I'm told.
Orders. And that's when we kind of went really south because, are you calling me a Nazi? And, well, if the shoe fits.
Hey.
And that was the end of that. So,
you know, it's like no righteous deed goes unpunished.
Yeah, of course not.
It's like you're such a blessing to him and the neighborhood, and it's like, wow.
Well, I mentioned this before, but every one of my neighbors, and I think there's 10, there's two restaurants, a hair cutting place, the smoke shop, the massage place.
The gym,
the
weights,
gym, the cleaners. Yeah, the funeral guy. I think there's like 10, 9, well, no, 8, because I would be 9. Mm. 8 of my neighbors wrote
references.
Yeah, and said, please don't let Jeff go.
Yeah, we were a family there. Everyone knew each other. It was a great little community here going on
and
there.
And they still did it anyway.
And all the families
leaving
now.
You know what? Agenda-driven individuals, man.
Yeah.
Do not let facts stand in the way.
Yeah, well.
Oh, facts.
So that's the story on that. What are you going to do?
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear it, but I think you'll have a great...
But he's on Route 66 next to a pie shop now.
Yeah, onward and upward, man.
I did not realize I needed so many firearm-related accessories suddenly.
The new silver lining is the pie tin. What it is.
Well, no, because right next to us is going to be a Little Caesars, and right next to them is this... It's a juice place, and we're fairly close to Citrus College. And
Citrus College and a juice... Go on.
And... Some of the, how do you put this on air? Some of the
denizens of that establishment
are quite stunning.
And
I know because, see, I'm only there on Monday. So I know Tuesday through Saturday, all my guys are going to be up front in chairs with little numbers in their lap going 7, 9, 8.
Let me get this straight. You slide on by, you grab yourself a slice of pizza, go over to the gun store, browse shop, do a little, what is the word I'm looking for, window shopping, if you will, then go have a slice of pie on your way home.
Grab a juice and some pie. Get out of here.
Go ahead. Put that on the card. Pies, girls, and guns.
Yeah. Pies, girls, and guns.
I like it.
I don't see a downside
That's my favorite equation.
Brent, as always, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Take care. We'll see you later. Okay, we're almost out of time already. Holy cow.
My favorite
one. May 28th, guys, that's our next auction. Go to gunslingerauctions.com.
3 weeks, folks.
Yeah, it's 3 weeks from today. And we are going to be live that night because the auction is going to end at 4, and me and Jimmy are going to get home.
Get on down.
Yeah, we're going to be here, so we will be live that night. Go figure. I may not be able to talk, but we'll be here.
We'll be doing our best.
Yeah, so go to gunslingerauctions.com or give me a call at 626-914-7010 or 714-939-1172, and I'll talk to you then. This has been the Gunslinger Hour with us, and we'll see you guys next week.
Yeah, good night, guys.
Goodbye,
love
everybody.
You guys.
Goodbye.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.